sir.
Okay, beautiful. Your mom's name is?
Janine.
Okay, we're going to call her up and tell her that you'll say hi to her.
Okay.
And then tell her that all she has to do is talk to a lady in our studio for 60 seconds.
Right, that's it.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you think there's any chance your mom saw the movie last night?
No.
Not a chance.
Well, there's a, you know, she's behind the eight ball already, but you certainly can tell it's Rosie if you know Rosie.
And even though this is like all of our games, not we don't really know how it's going to end,
right?
But someone's going to win a vacation to Las Vegas.
Very cool.
Okay.
Yeah. How many
four
rings?
Four rings.
So your mom didn't watch the movie and she's not home.
Four rings.
Take your mom's. Hello.
Hello.
All right.
You got anything, Rob?
Your mom take.
As always, your mom let you down.
Yes, your mother let you down.
Your mom let you down. Sorry about that. Let's try somebody else. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Who is this? Hello?
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 Yeah, Jesus. Hello, what's your name?
It's Maria.
Maria.
I'm sorry.
Robbie, you got it there?
Yes.
Okay. I just met a girl named Maria, and...
How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Where are you from, Maria?
You may please.
Where are you from, honey?
I'm from Arnold, Maryland.
Arnold.
Named after the bakery or
the
Kevin
pig.
Arnold? Arnold
I have no idea.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, Arnold Palmer.
Tom!
Tom? You're kind of the Arnolds.
He can't be. It's the last name instead of a first
name. I know, but it's
name.
The funniest one we have.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
No, it's not
funny.
Funnier than Eddie.
Hi, I'm looking for Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Here we go. Now, the deal is we'll give your mom 60 seconds, and, you know, maybe more than 60 if she plays along with the tapes.
Yeah.
But, Maria, you can't say anything beyond telling her that, you know, you're cool with this, that she's playing a game on our show.
Okay.
And, Maria, I'll ask the same question Don asked the last lady. You think your mom saw the movie last night?
I believe she did.
Ah, oh,
very good. Intriguing. Might have an interesting winner. Okay. What are you doing? You picking her up or?
She's cute. She asked if the game was guessing music.
Okay, let's welcome now to the show Maria's mom.
Marianne.
Marianne. Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi, we want to let you know that this is on the level, that your daughter is on the other line, Maria.
Hello. Yes, I know Maria very, very well.
Well, good. You should. I hope you would, Maria. I mean, Marianne, Maria, Maria.
So now I'm going to have to put Maria on hold, okay? We'll talk to you in a minute, Maria.
Okay.
Okay, now the game is called... Mom talks to people, and we've got someone here at the station, and the deal is just you have to have a conversation with this lady. Yes.
That's all you have to do. Say whatever you want, whatever comes into your mind.
She'll start the conversation with you.
You just keep the conversation going with her, okay?
All right.
Because we love conversation on the Don and Mike Show.
And Marianne, as usual, here on the Don and Mike Show,
right.
We wish you the very best of luck.
How's your conversation?
Fine, I'm an Irish person. I'm usually very, very lucky.
That's terrific.
Not too lucky to be out in the rain today.
Yes, well, we need you to not stop talking now so you can talk to our person on the phone.
And are you ready to meet?
Who?
The person.
Mystery person.
Here we go.
All righty.
60 seconds on the clock and start the conversation.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Jurecek from Germany.
Our apologies. Sorry about that. That was a miscue.
That was a...
Right. I don't know German.
Right. Okay. And good luck. Just have a conversation. Here we go.
Great.
Go.
Hello?
Hello. How are you this evening?
I'm hearing you.
You can hear me?
Oh, my goodness.
And who is this?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well. You seem to be shouting.
You
don't have to shout to me. I can hear you. And
you know me. I'm Fosse.
You are what?
You know me. I'm Fosse.
Fosse?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
All right. I'm glad you're okay and not ill.
There you are.
I see. It certainly is a rainy, lousy night, isn't it? It's a good night.
I love you. I have to go. I have to go catch a bus.
All right. I hope you make out all right. You
what said? For?
Where are you going on the bus?
I'm
going
to go to Alma. Now I'm going to catch a bus with Rick.
To Al-Anon?
Take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
This is something out of a movie I just saw. And I saw riding the bus with my sister. With
can you hear me?
You're Rosie O'Donnell.
Bingo.
Hold on a second.
I know who that is.
Yep, she said it.
Yeah.
She got it.
Yeah, that's a big winner, Dad.
Isn't she darling in that movie?
Oh, yeah.
We thought so. Totally, it's totally credible, too. Because it took her She's very Durham.
To get it, yes. Somebody, Rob, I know you're making a face, but I think Mike or somebody.
Is Rob making a sour face?
Somebody may have said, see if you can guess who this is. I think we might have
nobody
said that.
Nobody said that. No. Now, I happen to have seen that movie, and I recognized her voice. And she was such a cute, kooky girl in that show, a sister to a very accomplished girl. And she had a little less marbles than the other one.
Somebody said what? Somebody said, see if you can guess who it is.
I thought one of us would. We didn't
say
that?
No, we did not.
Okay.
No.
And I'm just making a sour face because she's such a great mom. She really is. She is such a mom.
Yeah. We were playing a game where we play these tapes to see if anybody's mom would recognize that either it was
Rosie O'Donnell.
The only way to win the game, Marianne, was for you to identify that voice as Rosie O'Donnell.
Or if you said it was a retarded
person. If you said it was retarded, yes.
I didn't say she was retarded.
No, she
had less marbles than the other sister.
That's a much better way of putting it. What? And because you identified Rosie
O'Donnell. I'm hearing you.
I hear you too, Rosie.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear you. And
I want to see you.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm getting up on the top of the building in a minute.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that. He's a little bit of a jerk.
He was darling in that show.
Yes, he was.
He was.
We agree. Of course he was, Mom.
She was just darling.
Oh, that is that.
Yeah. Adorable.
So what does Maria get on?
Oh, that is that.
That's it.
Come on, what does Maria get?
I buy my bus pass for $40, and I'm first always, so that's my boat.
Wasn't
I love you, I have to go. I have to go catch a bus. I like the fishies. What are you like?
Oh, you're a riot, Rosie.
I don't think it's right to throw dirt on somebody.
Yeah, that's what
I love
thought.
It.
Hello? Hello?
That's really a clever idea.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I do hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. There you are.
You have to see her big over blouse and her shorts.
Oh, we saw her coming around.
That's a row number one. Thank you.
Well, listen.
Yeah, I love them so much.
You've got to see the movie.
Yeah. They did. Trust me.
Oh, that is that.
Oh, dear.
Say, what does Maria get out of all
this? Can we have a sentence, please?
She told Rosie to shut up for a minute.
You're,
no.
She's cute.
No.
That cute.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yes.
Your daughter, Maria. Oh, let me get her phone back up on the. Hey, Maria.
Yes.
Are you ready for this? Your daughter has just won a vacation to Las Vegas.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Way to go, Mom.
Hey,
what do I get out of it?
All right, calm down.
Listen, who is that, Mom?
Yeah, that's Mom.
Mom,
what do we have for Mom?
We've got Mother's Day coming up this weekend.
Yes.
To Mom's Day bleaching.
Ah.
Oh, that's great.
This won't hurt a
wonderful. No, actually, Maria, congratulations. You have
what
won.
What mom doesn't want that?
You have won a trip to Las Vegas courtesy of IndependenceAir.com. Visit FlyEye.com. Have a great time in Vegas.
All right, I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. And Mom, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, listen, now, for Mother's Day, we are going to send you some sexy, sexy clothes. Mike, it's that time of the year again.
Oh, is it time?
It's pajamagram time.
A pajamagram.
Call 1-800-GIFT-PJs or online at pajamagram.com. Aww. We're going to send you something sexy.
Yeah, I think you get like...
Have my address?
We'll get it for you. We're going to put you on hold.
We have everyone.
I'm not going to put it on the air. I'll get a hold of them.
No, we're not putting it on the air, ma'am. Don't worry.
We'll do that.
There you are.
She is.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was a cute contest.
Thank you. Excellent.
Excellent. Well, I talk on the phone a lot, sometimes for work.
Huh.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Rosie.
Yeah.
All right, ladies, both of you. Hold on.
Whew.
Hold on a second.
There they go.
You didn't even know how that game was going to go, but that ended up going pretty good.
But it is perfect. More proof, and I have not had anything that has changed my mind on this. Rosie does go with everything.
Yep.
Rosie has worked with every circumstance that you've given her. I mean, you know, the first day you're going to hit it heavy, but there's nothing that she hasn't gone along with.
We need some help. I'll get it.
Including talking to me, you loudmouth cow.
I think he's a jerk.
Hey, I think you are too, Rosie.
I want to see you.
Shut up.
Can you hear me?
Shut up.
Oh, my goodness.
God, what are you yelling for all
the
time? Yeah. Yeah, that's the Pee Wee Herman?
I have to go to the hospital.
Oh, good. I'll put you in the hospital.
Go to the hippopotamus.
You're the hippopotamus. You come on. Come on, what do you think of Mike?
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
Hey, thank you. All right. I'll calm down. You know what? Yeah, seriously, thank you, Rosie. I appreciate that.
Good.
What for?
I just think you mellowed out. You gave me a compliment.
I'm hearing you.
How's your father doing, incidentally?
Our daddy is dead.
Oh, wow.
I have been completely sucked in during this show.
Yes!
And I didn't think there was a chance of that happening.
I love that.
I didn't think there was a chance of that happening when I came in here today.
Our daddy is dead.
Tough.
No way to talk to a woman who doesn't
open
have
your eyeballs and you can see that she's a little bit of a jerk.
Yeah, you got that right, Rosie.
Our daddy is dead.
Boo-hoo.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
That's me. He made it up.
Buzz J. Girdley.
Oh.
Buzz.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi.
Wow.
Here you are.
There you are.
Yes, hi, Rosie.
Here you are. What's your lead story tonight on the news and the comments?
The Fox Network pulls its wagons into a circle over ABC's American Idol charges.
Excellent. All right. Stay tuned, everybody. You got that? Oh, there it is.
WJFK.
Wrong.
Tuned. Sports news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
There you are.
There you are.
There you go. Mike, that was very
professional.
Excellent.
Shut up.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet
Light and half of dark. The Don and Mike Show.
Time for Buzz. News and comment now brought to you by Veramax. For its number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer.
Someone call for a doctor.
Veramax, number one because it really works. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Really the fifth Beatle.
That's right.
Bill Preston. And now here's Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
The Fox Network has reportedly refused to answer any of the questions ABC's Primetime has about American Idol. On Wednesday night, when Idol's down to its last four contestants of the season, the ABC News magazine will air accusations that Paula Abdul personally coached a contestant and then tried to cover up the rules violation.
Last night, it was right after the NASCAR was over, and I don't know, we were cooking outside, and Frieda was going around on the TV, and it was Dateline,
right.
7 o'clock on NBC, and she said, oh, look, it's about American Idol, and I stood there for a second, and I said to her, they're ripping off ABC.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Primetime Live exclusive.
The whole show that they were doing was basically the same show that ABC is going to do.
Jumping to the...